where Simen Tzadik Tzif Bey. In Tzif Aleph, we had learned that when one is davening Shemina Esrei, he should not be standing on a bed, a chair, a bench, and also he should not stand on a mokim gavoya. That means even this mokim is the karka that he's standing on is elevated. So these are two oifanim you should not have in Shemin Eschei: standing on a chair or bench, or standing on the elevated karka. There are two reasons for this aloche. Standing on a bench or on a chair, the reason is that since it perhaps the chair and bench are pretty wobbly, so when he is davening, the fear of, in the back of the mind, he has a fear he might topple over. So this fear interferes in his kavana of davening. So therefore, he should not stand on the bench or a chair. Standing on a elevated piece of karka, which is not wobbly, so then there is a second reason why this is also because of gavus. That means that what it seems he's elevating himself from the rest of the tzibur, so that's called gavus. That means he's showing in his davening that he's higher than the rest of the tzibur. So therefore, that's also. If you feel when you're davening that you're superior to the rest of the tzibur, and you're showing it by standing on a mokim that is higher than the rest of the tzibur. There's another svara of gavus, which is also the Piskei Tshuvos brings down. Perhaps he thinks that by standing higher, he gets closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that is a very not proper machshava, because Meloicha La'oretz Kevoida, he doesn't, the snapshot is when we're higher in the altitude, we're not closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in any way. So that's perhaps another reason to ask a gavus. Okay, now let us see Sif Beit. So we had said that one is not permitted to daven on the elevated area that he's above the rest of the tzibur, because that shows gavus. He's showing that he's higher than them. Now let's see, Shia Mokim Gavoya Sha'amu, how elevated does it have to be that it's also? Shloisha Tvochim, Tvi Tvochim, that means till Tvi Tvochim, we say Lavut, and we consider that this is a bumpy karka, but we don't consider this as a elevated area. That's still three tvachim. But after three tvachim, that's called, three tvachim at first, that's called an elevated area. But, haya gavaya shloisha, what if this area that he's standing on is three tvachim, v'yesh by arba amais al arba amais. But the dimensions of this area and the length and width is four amis by four amis. So then the halacha is mutar lehispalo boy, then one is permitted to daven on this area. Shein gavoy nikel kivin shechola krishus. So then this is a separate area. He's not davening in the same area that the tzibur is davening in. That means if it's lesser, Daladamis is a pretty large area. So then we consider him, he's davening in a different room. He's not davening together with them and he's davening on a he's davening in a higher place, which shows that he feels he's higher than them. If this whole area is Dalad Amis by Dalad Amis, let us say an Amis is 22 inches, so we have 88 inches by 88 inches, so it's considered he's davening in a different room. He's not, so if he's davening in a different area, so then it is not showing that he's higher than the, he's in a different area, so then this is permissible. Mokim Gavoya, Perish Abilu Aras Mistav Gavoya Gimel Tvachim, Sivkot Nvov Yad, the Mishnah Berurim, but what if he is in a higher area, even though it's this amount in the ground, also lamidol mispalo. So he's not allowed to stand on it. Avapochim zize ein govoy nika, but if it's less than three tvochim, so then it's muta. Oh, we had skipped over the lotion. A govoy shloish vizbeh abamis abamis, hareyu ka'aliyah. So we consider it like it's a different floor. He's having on a different floor. He's not in the same area that the rest of the tzibur is. Umutal is paloboy. V'chein im hoya mukif mechitzis afilu. It wasn't Dalad Amis al Dalad Amis, but the area that he's standing on is surrounded with mechitzis asara, that there's a wall of ten tfochim surrounding him. Is Alpha Bishem by Alba Laba Mutal Isabel by Shame Govoy Nika Kimin Shechola Krishu. So then it doesn't look like he is higher than the Tzibur. He's showing that he's higher than the Tzibur. He's in a different room. So he's separated from the Tzibur. So then there's no problem that he's higher than the Tzibur because it's considered he's in a different Rishus. Mukev Mechitze, or the second Eitze is that even, let's say it's not Dalad al Dalad Amis, but it's surrounded with Mechitze. Ubime Chadoshe Shebebeis HaKnesset. So now if you have a bime in a shul that's higher than the rest of the shul, and someone is davening there, so if there are Mechitze around it, no problem. It's Dalad Amis al Dalad Amis, there's no problem. But what if it is less than Dalad Amis al Dalad Amis and they did not make the mechitzis yet? Shadayin loy hukva mechitzis, they did not make the mechitzis around this bima. So we have here a problem. So he's davening together with the tzibur. He's in the same area of the tzibur and he's higher. This poshet, the osel is palololov. So he's not permitted to daven on the bima. Because by davening on the bima, which is considered part of the shul, but I'm higher than everyone else, shows gavus, shows that he feels that he's higher than everyone else. Umiul inyan shamish shemakay meilamet sham bekriyis. But what if his situation, he's acquired because of his situation, his matzav to daven on the bimah. The gvius l'tzerich beis haknesses nira demuta k'may le'inyan umonim. We'll see later. Workers perceive gimel, but al kaponim he's saying the whole iser of gavus that he shows that he's higher is because there's no legitimate reason why is he davening there. But if his position, his job, because of his job, is mechuyev to be on this higher area, he's a shamish, and he's mechuyev to look around to see who's new, who needs a talis, who needs a siddur, who he's going to give an aliyah to, so I'll kapon him, and that is his job. So then there's no, then I attribute that what he's davening higher is not because he feels he's higher than everybody else. No, his job is mechayiv him, he's mechuyiv because of his job to stand on this bima, so then there wouldn't be a problem. But he brings down Siv Gimel, so let us see Siv Gimel. Ha'umanim sha'isim melochei lebal habayit. There are workers that are working for a bal habayit. Yechaylim leispalo b'roish hazayis b'roish hateino. Now they are, we'll see, hazayis and hateino are tall trees which are very difficult to get up to the top of the tree. There's a lot of branches. It's you can't slide up and down. It's a difficult experience to get up on top of the tree. And they're working there, and all of a sudden, they see that it's time to daven Shemayne Esrei. So they are permitted to stand on the branches of the tree. And theoretically, there are two problems over here. Problem number one, it's not just a steady mocking to stand on. It's a little scary one. It's dangerous. And so this zikha is a spore that it will be matred. That means their kavon and shmenesra will really be disturbed since they're standing on the top of a tree. There's a problem of kavon. There's also another problem of the davening gemokim gavoya. It seems it's also that's a problem. We're davening on a higher place more than the hamaynam, which also is a problem. So now we will see why these both problems are not applicable. So it's Bahaloch, they're allowed to stand on top of the Zayas, on top of the Titan. The aim was Mishum La Yamid Gabe Mokim Gavoya Vispalo. There's no problem al Gabi Mokim Gavoya Vispalo. The Kivin Sha'olu Lasis Melachtam Havi Kimai Sha'olu La Aliyah. That means like this. If I have a legitimate explanation and reason to explain, Rabid, why are you davening on top of there? So that means, so till now, a person goes and stands on a chair and he starts davening Shemoneh Esrei there. He doesn't have a legitimate reason why he should daven Shemoneh Esrei there. So the explanation seems to be, because I'm closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm higher than a normal person, which is a very good reason that he should get down. That's out the gavis, he should get down. And then out that reason, but what if he has a reason why I'm here? That means I'm here because not I chose to be on top of this tree to daven on. When it comes to daven, I'm going to go up on top of the tree, so I'll be closer to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. No. That is not the reason. The reason why I'm davening on top of the tree, because I'm working for someone. So that's why, that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm on top of the tree. So I have a legitimate reason why I'm davening here. Because I'm working now. I'm a worker, and I am obligated to my employer that I have to do the work. So, Amela, since my job is to climb trees and be on top of the tree, so therefore, that is my reason and explanation why I'm davening on top of the tree, not because of any other reason. Fine. But there's another problem here. But Rabbi Yid, you can't daven with kavona here. Good. You're not because not that you feel you're closer to the Rabbeinu Shlom or you're a more elevated person, but you can't be mechaven here. Fine. That's something to address. That's a problem to address. So the Teretz is, so you have to understand, the Frat will see Bismanayna this halach is not applicable. But Bisman Chazal, a poyel who worked for a balabos, he was hired for X amount of hours to work for him, and he was, that was the mutual understanding, you're going to work X amount of hours. And therefore we see Moedek HaLochus, we see Apoyo, when he benched, he only benched three brochas. He didn't bench a Teva Meitev, because Teva Meitev is a wonderful thing, but not for you. Because since you were hired by this Balabos, he's paying you on the hour, whatever it is, you have to, as the Mesillas Yeshayim puts it, Gezel's man is also a Gezel. He hired you for this man, and you can't be from on this man. So whatever you're obligated to do, you do, but when it comes, you're going to go and do more than the obligation that you're not allowed to do. So now, when he's on top of the Zayas, so he starts thinking, from the Machshavis, no, it's wobbly, I won't be able to be Machshavis. So he says, you know what? I'm going to go down. Fine, I'll go down. I'll daven with more kavon. You know what's going to happen? We're going to see this Zayas and this Taina, it takes 20 minutes to get down. It's very difficult to get up. So go down 20 minutes. Then I'll daven with kavon. Then I'll go up again 20 minutes. So these are 40 minutes which are taken away from the from this man, he's supposed to work for the Balabos. He's paying him by the minute. He's paying him for 40 minutes. And after these 40 minutes, he comes, what we're doing in this floor, he doesn't see too much accomplishment. Well, I went down the tree, I went up the tree. It took me 20 minutes. So Chazal said, if that's the price that we're going to pay for your kavone, I'm sorry. This is, again, he's paying you for the hour, and you're taking away 40 minutes from the hour to daven with kavona. No, no. You can't daven with kavona, and he should be paying you for it. And he hired you with intent that you're going to, the hours you're working, they have to be full hours. So therefore, so this is, now let's see the mechaba. The aim is that we should meleyame the gabimokim gavoy v'ispalo. Number one, the kim sholol lasis melachta avikamei sholol. It means there's a reason why I'm davening here. That's al fucking gavoye. Obishari lonis tzrichin leireis. But all other trees besides azayis and atena, you have to go down. Vatam shenishtana azayis mishari lonis. What's the difference an olive tree and an apple tree? Minei sheyesh lam anofim harbe yosa mishari lonis. These trees have a lot of branches. For you to get on top of this tree, there's a lot of branches. It's going to take you 20 minutes to get up, 20 minutes to go down, and then you can go up and down for your kavona. And because of this tree, you're going to be both of them your malach. So you have to daven there. Either price is that you won't daven with kavona, but the other, if you look on the, if you will go down, it will go up, you're a gazlan. So, Saini Gazel Baila Dereben Shalom doesn't like a tefillah that comes through Gazel. You're stealing from your obligation to the Malabos. Avo Shari Lonais, the Leke Bittel, but if we're talking about other trees, let's say an apple tree or other trees, so these other trees, it's a minute of 5 minutes up, 5 minutes down. It's not such a loss to the Balabos. So listen, so then we take your bitul kavona into consideration. Oh, it's up on top of the tree, it's wobbly, I can't be mechaven so good. So listen, so the whole thing is only a shiloh of 10 minutes going up and down. Then, Taka, you should go up and down. That is for a worker, for an employee. But the Balabos alone, the Balabos, he was He doesn't have workers. He's doing it himself. And now, so there's balabosas on top of the tree. It's very wobbly. And he looks forward. I have to daven now. I have to daven mincha now. So we tell the balabos, you know, go down. You can't be mechazen good. He says, but what do you mean? I'm going to lose time. No, listen. By you, it's not gezel. Your employee is hired by you. So he's obligated to see that he should work properly in the time he's getting paid for. You're not hired by somebody. So there, even it's a zayis or a ta'ina, and it means in order for you to daven, you're going to lose 40 minutes of your work. That's no heta. He has no obligations to work. He's his own balabos. They were make a poil because he's hired by an employer. So here the Piskechubas brings down this halach is not applicable bismaneno because the employers understand that they're more machshiv tvila and al kaponim. They this is when they hire someone, this is taken into consideration that because of working for him, they should not have to lose out on davening on their kavone. That's this halacha. Dalit, a new halacha. Tzorich liftoyach psochem eichaloinois kenegid Yerushalayim. One should have, when one is davening in a shul or in a house, there should be windows or doors facing Yerushalayim, whatever the direction Yerushalayim is, they follow Kenegda, that he should daven towards these doors and windows. But that's one thing. That's tzorich. Tzorich means that there's a chiyuv. This is Medina the Gemara. V'toyiv, and it is a good Indian, it's preferable, Sheba Beis HaKnesses, Shneim Osa Chaloines, there should be 12 windows in the Beis HaKnesses. This is Alpi Kabbalah. So there's a tzorich that we need windows in the normally we daven towards Mizrach, so it should be windows there. And then Alpi Kabbalah, there's an inyan to have 12 windows in the shul. Tight. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, let us just try to understand the reason of this halacha, and the mele there's nafkaminis also. The Rambam Shita is that the purpose of the windows are that he should be facing Yerushalayim, which means that he should b'shas his kavone is mispalo k'neged Yerushalayim. He's facing in the direction of Yerushalayim, but it seems if he sees the direction he's facing, it's more choshuv, and that's a schus that his tefillah will be more niskabel. Well, whoever, yeah, I mean, well, if they, I mean, the matter is the shachas, mincha, ma'irav, I mean, where, but al kaponim, the window should be towards Yerushalayim. And that's a schus that his tefillah will be miskabel. That means, Rabbeinu Shlom, I realize I don't have too many schusim that my tefillah should be miskabel. So this is somewhat ma'irav, not only he's facing, but he sees the direction he's facing to. So that someone elevates his tefillin in his achshivis. This is the Rambam Shita. And according to this, it is really by a yochid that needs chusim, that his tefillin should be miskabel. By a rabbim, if you have a tzibur, so according to the Rambam, it's not important, these windows, because you have a schus a rabbim. That means the whole window, the whole purpose of the window is to give the mispalo zochis, he has a schus, Rabbi Shalom, I want to be mispallel to Ayiz Mo'ira, the schus of the Beit HaMikdash, the schus of Yerushalayim. So Memela, that is by a yochid. By a tzibur, it's not necessary. That's it. Oh, we'll talk about that. But first we mentioned the Rambam Shita. Rashi Shita is another reason in Gansan, and that's what Rabbi said. Rashi Shita is not because Yerushalayim. Rashi Shita is that when one looks at the heavens, he becomes in a matter of awe. Who created all this? He sees Mamish, he sees Hashemayim, Rabu Maisech Hashem, Kula B'chochma, he sees Mamish in the, what, if we see what Rabbeinu Shalom created, the vastness and the godless and the chochma, what Rabbeinu Shalom created, this puts him in a frame of mind that he should daven with Achno. So according to Rashi, there's no difference if it's a yochid or a tzibur. This is necessary. The windows have a purpose of you should be able to look up and have a glimpse of Ma'aseh Hashem. Agavuchel, the Pesukei Tshuvos brings down, sometimes windows can be very distracting. You have a window open and you have the cars driving by and people are talking. It is a solar call and does it. And then there's a different husband. Then if we want to put him in the right frame of mind, perhaps it will be preferable to pull down the window shade. It'll be in a better frame of mind than he has in front of him all the distractions that he can think of. So I'll cap on him. Then it would be different. But here we're talking about there's an Indian of by looking, I see this, that's how Rashi learns. And according to Rashi, there's no difference in Yochid and Atzibah. There's a third sheet of the Rabbeinu Yoyne. The Rabbeinu Yoyne says something very interesting, that you need windows that should be light. And according, it should be light in the shoes. The person, if it's light, the person will daven. He can more readily daven. He's not problem by he can't see the siddur or those the lightness in the room is a hiddur in the tefillah, so he'll daven better. So the Pesukei Tshuvos says if you have an air conditioning in the room, it's also a hiddur. And I mean, like this, people, it's difficult to daven, or you have a proper heating system. All these things, that's according to Rabbeinu Yoyne. So now we have three cheshbonos. Why there's an inyan of windows, either according to the Rambam of the Schus of facing Yerushalayim, or according to Rashi to be able ki ero shamecha masei et beisecha, I'll see the maisei yodaim of the Rabbeinu Shloim, or the third cheshbon. So now let's see the Mishibur. Eich aloynes, vafilu bebeis haknesses, ki shemispalu limatzibu, nochely zoyer bozet. So that means, according to the Rambam, it would not be necessary, because according to the Rambam, the whole reason is out the yochet shemaschut and the tefillah should be niskavu. But he says it only Rashi this other l'shem. The choshken shemispalu b'bayis yichid b'yichidi. If you're davening b'yichidus and you zicher have to, after according to the Rambam, the tzoyim zoyer bozet. This is a gemara. There's an issur. One should not have. Now he's asking what we just said before. There's a maila filled by Yashul. So then the reason is because of Rashi that he should look up and feel a feeling of awe. He think, Yerush Shamecha Masay Es Baisecha, I see Maisa Yodav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says, Anshuldik, in Shmanes, you're not supposed to look around. K'moy Shekosim Simen Tzadikei Sidney. Uman Nakimina Bachaloynes, if that is the purpose. Bikom Mokim Shiniz Batlo Kavanosoy, Yisra Einav Lashamayim Lo'ire Rakabon. A very interesting term. That means one can expect that in the middle of Shemayna Esrei is called an Avoideh. It's called an Avoideh because you have a Yetzirah that is fighting with you. You shouldn't be Mechavan. It's a Mulchomet, it's an Avoideh. So in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, he could somehow, his Kavanah becomes bottled. His feelings become bottled. So therefore, in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, you see, you lost your awe, so look up to the window so you'll regain it. That is the Rashi's pshat. Shnei Masa Chaloinois, there's an Indian of 12 windows. That's tight. Laser Tachi Yiltze. It seems not, no. The Zohar has nothing to do with the Shvatim. What? I know it works, but that's not the reason. The reason is a Zohar with different than Yonah. Laizat Satcha Yilza, but Naishi Gam, but Satcha Mispalu Kav Yishalayim, but you should make sure that it should be facing Yishalayim also, some windows. See, hey, La Yispalu Bemokim Porutz Kemoi Basode, make sure Bemokim Tzni Yischolov Amos Melech Veliboi Nishma. Now, it seems, as we learned in the previous seat, the surroundings of a person change his feelings, and he's influenced by his surroundings. If a person is in the wide, open spaces, somehow he feels like a free bird, like he's not surrounded by anything. So he gets a different feeling. And it means that the feeling that he should get that he's standing in front of a melech, somehow these surroundings give him a different feeling since he's in the wide open spaces, so therefore he shouldn't do this. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yispalu, or the Gemara Yisra, the chotzefu, this is a chutzpah, mishoi v'ralze. Because somehow he gets a feeling of freedom, and it's like he does not have any oil on top of him, any obligations. Because of a prima godem, the alkei im nizdame loy bayish shein boy chaloy neisubika. So now we're talking about he has two opportunities, and both of them are not good. One opportunity is to daven in a room. There's no windows there. So the feeling of awe that he could get, he won't get. There's another opportunity, he'll daven outside in the wide open spaces. Zok the prima godim, so he should daven in the dark room. Why? Because this is like a mitzvah. You should do this. I can't do it. I can't do it. This Chazal said to daven in open spaces, he's a mechutzef if he does that. So it's an issur to do that. So this is the less of the two evils is to daven in a room without windows. The mokim poret, b'nei lecha teirut to the toysus im oimit b'tzad atech, v'mokim she'ein mishyore she'epsiku oivre drochim shorim. There's a big problem in this because Yitzchak Avinu Lasuach Basodeh, he also davened in an open place. This is a problem. And Tosfos has this kasha, and Tosfos wants to say one teretz that there's no problem in an open place. The problem is only if he's davening in a place where he'll be distracted by the Ovrim Meshovim. That's what Tosfos wants to say. But Ach Bebeis Yosef, he disagrees with Tosfos. Yitzchak Avinu is another parsha, but one should daven in a bayis. That's much more preferable. Just let's just finish. What if he's traveling? ועברי דרוכים, וכל העם המתון לספלו בסוד. That means if he doesn't have a proper place where to daven, and he's traveling, he's not permitted to daven in the field. ומכל מוקן, שיש שם אילונויס, but if he's davening in an open place and there's trees, the mile of the tree is he can go under a tree and he feels secluded by being under the tree. So memele tavyoisa sheyamit shom beneyim v'yispalo. Imen kosho lov icho datoi. So that means if he can go underneath the trees, that would be preferable. That means we can't give him, he's an over derech, he has to daven now, he has no alternative, so then you could daven there, but then you should take do the best what you can do with your situation. So if there are trees, you should go and daven in a secluded place. And whatever the case might be, if he stands behind a car or something, he should look for seclusion there, a component to minimize this problem of davening in an open place.
My question would be, if you're in a car, you better than out of the car, stand by the car.
It matters what if there's people walking around him and it would be very difficult to concentrate, then it would be better in the car. But if he's in an open space and he doesn't have people which are bothering him, then it would be preferable to stand by the car. That would be preferable. So the basei in lismeichalzem. But if he's in his house, then don't go outside and buy a tree. You should have in the house. This is a mile of a house. My besode, the mokim shum mukiv mechitzas alav b'shenim mekayre shapadami. Now he says a place that does not have a roof, but it has mechitzas surrounding it is better. That's also called a secluded place, and this is permissible. Yeah. Who rented? That's right, you mentioned that.
I know you said that.
I don't fucking eye.